Blind Cool Tech, September 27, 05. Hey y'all, how are you? I'm Larry Skutcon, your host for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. I've actually got my binaural microphones on the correct way this time, I think. This is the right ear. I don't like it, though. Seems to interfere with your hearing a little bit. I may just do it wrong. All right. We're on our way to work this morning. It's about 6:30. I guess one thing better about the mics this way is I won't get knocked off my ears under tree branches or anything. So here comes the car. Is this front to back or back to front? What do y'all think? That was back to front. Alright, we're turning right on the crescent. I'm trying to persuade Jake just to walk out in the street, because this sidewalk on this street is not that good. People parking on it and so forth. Had a got a neat letter last night, email from Mike Carino. I knew that name sounded familiar. He is the guy that, he's the one that does the Digital Media Cast Experiment podcast. Oop, let's get out of the street. There you go. You can probably tell which way this one's coming because I turned to the left before I went on the sidewalk. So that was back to front. Anyway, I was just listening to his show 22 this morning, and I realized where I heard that name before. He's the one that does the tech segment on Podcast 411 every Saturday. So he's usually got some good tips. But anyway, he wrote a nice email, and we'll read it to you on the next feedback show. Oh, what a hell. Yeah, let's go back out in the street, little buddy. Good boy. Apparently Neil Ewers left him a voicemail, and Michael didn't quite get the Blind Cool Tech reference because I guess the audio quality on the voicemail, but then he noticed that a bunch of people were referenced to his page by the Blind Cool Tech page. And I definitely do not like these microphones in my ears. Oh, I need to catch my breath. I wonder if this will help cut down on the wind noise a little bit. I still don't know if I'm wearing these right. They're down in my ear canal. But anyway, Michael recognized that blind people are probably some pretty good experts in audio material, and he was intrigued to find that many of us were interested in his show. And I am. I really like that show. I think I mentioned he started a series on how to do a podcast. And this is actually the second one in that series that I was listening to this morning. I think it was episode 22 in his larger series. This is sort of a sub-node of... Hey.
Hi.
Sort of a sub-node of the digital media cast experiment. And this morning he was... Well... This morning he's talking about content, or on this show, I shouldn't say this morning. But he was quite intrigued. I guess he never had thought about blind people using this. And saw that it was a perfect medium for blind people. I mean, it is all audio after all. And like I say, I will play that piece for you. By the way, I'm using the iRiver this morning, so I don't usually like to use it on these walks because I appreciate the automatic gain control in the Olympus a lot better, so you may get some few little clips of big trucks and so forth. I wanted to use the Olympus this afternoon. I'm going to do a grandpa cast. So I'm taking Marley to bowling with me tonight. I brought her car seat into work yesterday. So we'll put it in Joanne's car. Her and she gives Mario and I a ride to the bowling alley. Shelly's gonna bring her up there today before she goes to work. Her car, I guess I hadn't told you this. Her car has got a cracked head in it, so we're trying to get, well, Liz's brother is going to fix it, but he's getting parts and so forth, so she's without a vehicle for the moment. And Liz has got jury duty, so she's not able to pick Marley up from daycare or anything. So we'll see how this goes. What are you doing, little buddy? What up? There you go. But I wanted to use the Olympus for that because I feel a lot more comfortable. Even though you only get an hour of recording on it, I feel a lot more comfortable pausing and restarting it because you have that audio feedback. And you know, as some listeners have pointed out, we actually have not done a review of the Olympus DS2 properly on this show, so unless one of you all wants to do it, I'll go ahead and do one. I really appreciate this. I'm sure that's going to clip. I really appreciate this device the more I use it. You know, I've said over and over again probably that its simplicity is the key to it. So, you know, with the iRiver, you have to turn it on. You have to make sure you're in the right mode, which I just leave mine in the right mode, so that's not too much of an issue. And then hit the record button, and, you know, there's no kind of indication whether you're recording or not. And then you have to have earphones And I just discovered this morning, when you're wearing the microphones inside your ears, it's difficult to get an earbud anywhere around there. I wanted to talk to you this morning a little bit about, mainly about Blind Cool Tech in general. Could you hear that building on the left there? Kind of the echo from it. Let's see, let me get across this street here. We have had a number of great submissions, and I believe that this is actually revolutionary in a lot of ways. I can't tell you how much I've learned from Chris Grabowski and Tim Cummings, I'm not sure how he pronounces that. I know how the synthesizer does. And, of course, Donna Slater's new series of sound scene tours. Matt Campbell, Debbie Norley, Robert Carter. We've had a number of fantastic submissions. And if I left anybody out, I have left some people out. Curtis and Karen Delzer already, yeah. That got a lot of good feedback on that one. And, you know, I didn't know how well that Verizon phone worked. Got one coming up from Chris talking about the ID2 Mate barcode scanner. That was fascinating. I'm thoroughly impressed with this. With this media, this way of getting this information to people, it's so much more. Whoa. What do we got in the sidewalk there, little buddy? There was a good little sound clip. It's so much more informative than reading about it. When you actually can, in the case of Chris's demo, for instance. Alright, good boy. There you go. You know, you can see how long it takes the scanner to acquire the barcode and actually see him operate and record a message for an unrecognized item. It's just fascinating. I can't believe somebody hasn't really done this already. The career profiles are excellent. I'd love to see some more of those. And we've been getting good feedback about them too, so I think they are of interest to people. Mary Emerson suggested a good one too, and that is unusual habits, or not habits, excuse me, hobbies. We probably don't want unusual habits, although I guess we could try it. She mentioned that she's got some interesting things going on with she's a vegetarian, and some good, interesting aspects about that I think we could all enjoy. So yeah, by all means, Mary, do submit that one. The variety of stuff, though, is just phenomenal. I'm really thrilled with the way this information comes across and how beneficial it is to so many listeners, including myself. And one place that we really need to expand some more, and I think Donna Slater has got the ball rolling on this one. Let that truck get by. And that is the sound seeing tours, especially from, quote, exotic, quote, locations. Now, I know to Donna, North of England may not be that exotic, but it certainly is to us over here in the United States, that people like me that would rarely have a chance to get to England. So I'm quite fascinated with those. And I can't wait too for Donna to get some stereo microphones. I want them as bad as she does. In fact, you know, I've kind of thought about a little thing where we could, I don't know if this would really work out, just throwing raw ideas out at you, but somehow set up a PayPal thing to, you know, get equipment to different people, like Carrie in Trinidad. I'd love to hear some, you know, he mentioned, well, he's already got an iRiver, but to get some stereo microphones for some of these people, I think they can afford it anyway, but famous there in South Africa. You know, in fact, it may be a situation in his case where it would be better to actually just send the equipment. It sounds like he's having a hard time finding digital recorders and other equipment there. But what a great way to actually experience the rest of the world. And like Stan Hendricks pointed out, you know, no hassles of the flight and luggage and so forth. Just tune it in and you're there in York, England, Dallas, Texas. So please, some of you guys out there, think about some of those. You're a good boy, Jake. You are a good boy. We're waiting to cross Ewing here.
Left side, Ewing Avenue.
Ewing here, Ewing there.
Left side, Ewing Avenue. Left side, Ewing Avenue.
Good boy. So, I've got no real agenda or topic this morning. Just wanted to throw out a few things, and I actually thought about doing a Larry Skutkan career profile on a walk, but I may do that. I just didn't feel right this morning for some reason. Oddly enough, I found that my thoughts seem to flow a little better. Let that go by. I seem to be able to, I don't know if it's my thoughts flow better, but I seem more relaxed, I guess, when I'm walking than when I'm just sitting in, you know, at the desk in front of the microphone. I don't really have any loss for words like when we do the feedback shows or anything. I think that's mainly because, you know, I'm talking with you guys via the voicemail and the email. But just to sit there, I don't know. It seems so much more natural to just be able to walk and talk. And I really enjoy having you guys on the morning walk with me. I know to some of you it's a little more interesting when we have a set topic, something of techie interest. But sometimes we just like to have a little chat. I wonder, Jeff, what's going on with you? Hadn't heard any new editions of the Desert Skies podcast in, a couple of weeks now. I really, really enjoy that show, and I know lots of other people do too. Edward Alonzo just started a new podcast called Blind Double Trouble. I believe, yeah, it's in my best of the bests. Best of the best. .zip file. That's the OPML file that's on my on the Blind Cool Tech website. I've started putting, I'm going to make a concerted effort to do a little more of this too. I've started putting photos on the Blind Cool Tech website. And I've got probably a pretty poor one actually of me and Jake just on the front page there. But what I think I'm going to do is actually rotate, write a little script that, you know, every time I send a new episode up, it'll rotate that main image with one of the others that's in the folder of images for BCT. So I was talking with Robert Carter last night, and got to get this image of him that he was telling me about as he's going to do a podcast with the GPS on the Braille node. And he's got quite an array of equipment strapped to various parts of his body by the time he gets a microphone and a mixer and his recorder and then his GPS stuff. So I think that'll be the epitome of the techie blind person. Wires hanging out everywhere. I think I told you this little somewhat of a joke about how many blind people does it take to cross a street. It takes two. One to cross and one to carry the shopping cart of all the technical equipment. So. I didn't say it was funny. I hope you guys enjoyed that demo of the Tootle Tiles beta. I really want to encourage you, if you're at all interested in challenging games, to sign up for the beta on that. So, as far as I know, it's the first time we've ever had access to that kind of game. Well, I mean, there's Solitaire, but I think this is sort of on another level from Solitaire. Plus, this one is a lot of good audio feedback. Did you guys catch the frozen explosion last Friday night? I usually actually don't catch it on the live airing of it, but I do get it on the podcast. And I was quite interested in Jonathan's description of their pumpkin pie tasting. You know, of course, he's from New Zealand. And apparently pumpkin pie is not a thing they do there. But what interested me the most was how they usually do eat pumpkin. And, you know, it's just as a vegetable. Hold on. I know that was a big clip. You know, I think I've actually got a problem on these eye rivers. Shane talks about the low frequency response being pretty poor on them, and it is. But I believe part of it too is the microphones themselves. You know, some of them just can't handle that low frequency. There's actually a parameter in microphone specifications that lets you know how much noise one can take before it actually clips in the microphone. I'm doing my best to get Rob to do a piece on microphones. He's much more knowledgeable than I on this. You know, I've told you guys before, I'm no audio person. And when I tell you about my career, you'll probably get a little bit better idea about that. But anyway, I was quite interested to hear that Jonathan in New Zealand ate pumpkin as just another vegetable on their plates. So that's something I can say I've never had. Also, you know, he mentioned some other pies. I don't know if you guys have ever tried it or not, but sweet potato pie is actually pretty good. We've got a few restaurants around here that actually serve sweet potato fries, which aren't half bad either. So there's the dentist across the street, huh, Jake? Yesterday, Autumn was trying to get some green off of Jake's forehead. Back to this digital media cast experiment. It'd be interesting to see what we can work out with Michael in terms of trading information. And I do highly encourage you to check out that. The URL for his website is dmcex.com. And this series on starting a podcast is going to be a good one, I can tell already. But I know there's been a lot of interest in you guys starting your own podcasts, a lot of you, and I would highly encourage that. There are some things that you need to get down, though. It's a little bit of a steep learning curve. Michael's taking the approach, though, of actually making it, I won't say harder, but doing it the real way, where you understand the XML, the RSS feed. Good boy. And I would concur with that. That's good boy. That's important to know for various reasons. You're a good dog, little buddy. But this is going to be an excellent series, I can tell already. Michael works in this field, so his audio quality is good. Speaking of audio quality, Daryl Shandro recently switched over to using an iRiver. He was using his cell phone before to record his podcasts of Blind Access Journal. And, boy, I like it a lot better this way. It's, you can hear his cane on the sidewalk as he's walking to work. And you get a little more nuances about the environment that he's in. And he does a very good show. So I encourage you to check that out, blindaccessjournal.com. That one is also in the best of the best OPML file available on Blind Cool Tech. Which way was that car? And that one. What do y'all think? That one that just went by just now was front to back. The two right before it were back to front. What about that one? Those two. They were front to back, as is that one. I did have my head turned a little bit toward that way. I probably gave you a bit of an advantage, but this is an intriguing question about the third degree of perception. And by the way, if you haven't checked out Stan Hendrix's reply to Jamie's question about how, you know, if it's possible to perceive front to back movement with just two microphones and two speakers, check that out. I believe if you go to the website, it's called Reply to 3D Question. It's the name of the article. So Stan is a friend of Jamie's that sounds like he owns his own studio there. And he provided an audio reply to Jamie's question. Did a really good job at it. I appreciate that, Stan. In fact, that was excellent. Which way was that car? Yeah, what do you think? Back to front. I hope you guys, I was going to say I hope you didn't get too bored at the dentist yesterday, but you know how to delete them or fast forward. Dr. Nasib is an interesting guy. And I think a rafting trip would make a fantastic podcast. Just have to worry about keeping our equipment dry. Because I know the times I've done it in the past, I've had a spill or two into the drink, as they say. Good boy, little buddy. He's a good puppy. Well, we just turned into the driveway at APH. It is a very nice, cool morning. It actually feels like fall, finally. I was talking with Robert yesterday, and he was telling me it was 104 degrees there yesterday. I mean, this is almost October, for Pete's sake. Oh, yeah. Hey, John. Let me end my podcast here. You want to say anything?
Hello, everyone and all.
Yeah, John Aiken is our assistant director of research. We need to interview him sometime. We just had some excellent meetings with him last week, and can't really say what they're about, but they were good. All right, we'll tell you folks goodbye. This has been issue, well, I don't know what issue, but our comment line is 206-984-9203. If you'd like to leave a comment, email blindcooltech@gmail.com or check us out on the website, blindcooltech.com. Y'all have a great one, and we will see you next time.